Welcome to PR After Hours, your weekly cocktail of news and interviews with leading thinkers in PR, marketing, and business. So pull up a chair in our virtual lounge. Your host, Alex Greenwood, will be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Michelle Stinson-Ross, a longtime listener, occasional guest, and definite friend of this podcast. I am also the co-founder of Mindful Appy. I'm here today to ask for your help. Mindful Appy is about to launch an academic peer-reviewed study to validate how we measure emotion with emoji. We need a diverse group of 500 participants that are willing to engage with us over the course of 5 days. If you're interested in participating in the study and helping us by sharing your feelings for science, please visit mindfulappy.com. That's mindfulappy.com.
One of the biggest hazards in the world is for people who occasionally get off a little bit of wit, maybe at a function or something, they start thinking they're funny. And then they try too hard and they're funny all the time. And they think they're funny, but they're really not very funny.
Right.
And then they try to bring that into like what they're doing, and they try to bring it into their work. And like me, when I just had a new client a month or two ago, I tried one of my patented lines that I thought would kill, fell flat, and nearly lost the account. Which is why I should have called our guests we have today here in the virtual lounge, Shelby Dash and Christina Clifford, both pro-trained comedic actresses. They started making comedy videos just for fun in 2015, like we all do. What started out as a passion project turned into a career when various brands and businesses started approaching them for custom video content. Suddenly, Take-Two content was born. Listen, I try very hard to limit my time on YouTube, but I fell into the proverbial comedic rabbit hole watching these guys, and I'm so excited to welcome both of you to the show. Christina, Shelby, welcome to PR After Hours.
Wow, what a welcome.
Thank you, Alex.
Well.
And bombing is part of it, let me just say that.
Is that right? Yeah?
Oh, yeah. You got to bomb to get to the good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing I'm most curious about. And just to lay the predicate out a little bit more really quickly is, folks, if you want to pause this interview and go listen or go watch their YouTube channel or go visit their website, I mean, it's take2content.com, and there'll be links in the show notes. So don't worry about that. Don't get off your treadmill. Don't cause a wreck. Just it's all in the show notes. But I want to tell you, it's some hilarious stuff. And the thing that I'm most curious about, though, you guys, whoever wants to take this, I assume that prospecting for clients is an interesting process for you guys, because not everybody gets everybody else's humor. And I'm just wondering, how broad do you have to be really broad, or do you have to be really niche to try to get clients?
Gosh, that's a good question.
It is tough, I will say, to get clients to want to kind of go outside of their box and take those risks with the comedic world. So that is something that we're still trying to navigate. But I do think, in terms of all the potential clients, like, there is opportunity for everyone to take a comedic leap. So even if it is the most boring business in the world, there's always an opportunity for comedy. And so that's what we try to express to our potential clients. And, you know, getting them on the hook is, it takes some wrangling, but yeah.
What do you think, Shelby? Is that sounds about right?
Yeah. Can you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool. I would say that's definitely about right. I mean, when we're looking for new clients, or when we're pitching people, we also do like a full acted out routine in the pitch. So usually the client has a pretty good understanding of what they're in for. And we really do also seek out people, like she said, who are open to taking risks with their content, and who want something that, you know, is a little bit outside the box and is much more attention grabbing.
So is your process, though, I imagine there's just a whole lot of questions you have to ask everybody, right? Can you walk us through a little bit of that process? Let's say they've hired you, and what's onboarding like?
Yeah, I mean, we usually start with a preliminary call where we do exactly that. We ask a ton of questions and we do a lot of listening. We want to know who their current, you know, client base or target market is. We want to know who they're trying to hit, if it's not their current target market, what they've done in the past that's worked, what hasn't worked. We want to know all about their product or service, the ins and outs. So yeah, I mean, all those types of questions. And then a lot of times, even while we're talking on that preliminary call, we'll come up with ideas and we'll throw like a little seed out there to kind of see how they respond and feel out their response. Because, you know, a lot of times we work with a big pet brand. And initially, I remember once we threw out an idea of like doing a comedy spot from like the cat's perspective. And they were like, oh, you know, we want to make sure that we're always going from the customer's perspective. We don't like to do from the cats. So then that saves us a little bit of time. And then when we go into our brainstorm before we do our pitch presentation, we have, you know, a little bit more of like these parameters we know we need to stay within. And then we do a second call with them where we have, you know, a pitch presentation. She and I come from an acting background. We act out the entire thing. We play all the parts. We give the whole vibe, you know. We play magicians, muscle men. We do it all, okay?
And if say, the client isn't quite sure what they want, because I think that's a lot of time is the case, we always suggest for them to find certain videos that they do like and what tone do they like. So that way we can get a better understanding of what approach they're trying to take. And then we can go from there. So yeah, it's a lot of kind of like figuring out how we can work together the best way.
Yeah. Is there a danger or is there an apprehension from some of your prospects and your clients that, okay, you guys are freaking hilarious and that was great, but are they going to remember the product or are they just going to remember how freaking hilarious you two are? Because you have this great chemistry and you are both, I mean, come on, incredibly funny together. I mean, is that ever a concern?
Yeah, I would say it is. That's why we, you know, the product comes first. Yeah, yes, we want to make a funny ad, but the product and what it does or the service and what it does has to be super duper clear. And we want to make sure when watching, they know exactly what the product is, what it does, but we're just doing it in a fun way. And, you know, we can toe the line sometimes, but that's why client communication is so important. So we know how far we can go and they'll usually know exactly what they want to hit. So luckily we'll never have that problem. Or not never, but you can never say never.
Right.
But yeah, we always want to put the product first.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit, if we could, about your process. So I imagine your cutting room floor, there's probably a lot of good stuff. You have to kill a lot of darlings, don't you?
Oh.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, we've got the XYZ insurance company here and this whole bit about how boring insurance people are, it may not fly. We got to, you know, that's going to be on the table. Yeah, I get you. So, but if, so you leaned into the process already. So the onboarding, there's a lot of questions, which is just like me with the client PR guy. You've got to understand the product and the service inside and out. But you also, I think you kind of alluded to this, the same thing I have to do is take the temperature of the people you're working with. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to me. And now I don't obviously do what you do, but there's a song and dance that I have to do to get a client. And sometimes I feel like, gosh, we are really connected here on the front end and they hired me. And then you get in the room with them and it's just like, no, it's like they forgot who you were when they hired you. Have you ever kind of run into that?
You know, it's funny you say that because a lot of times when we go into that pitch meeting, we're being pretty vulnerable. Like we are playing all these crazy parts. We're really acting things out. We're really committing and going for it. And a lot of times it's virtual. And on the other side are, you know, some more corporate type people that are a little bit stone-faced maybe. And like, you know, sometimes it can be hard to feel, to continue on when you're like, oh God, I don't know if they're into this. I don't know if they're liking this. But I will say that I feel like the harder we commit, the more positive of a response we get. So even though it's tempting to kind of like step back and be like, ooh, maybe this isn't the vibe. I think the more you lean in and just are authentically you, the more people will respond well. Another thing we do is like we present multiple ideas. So we usually will have a couple safer ones, a couple really out there ones. And honestly, a lot of times they really go for the out there ones. It's usually not the safe. Would you say, Christina?
Yeah, it depends what, but some, there's a lot of times when we are surprised at the ideas that they're kind of gravitating towards. But it is lucky for Shelby and I that we do come from an acting background. So we are very used to rejection. We know what that feels like. And we're like the Tin Man. We're like the Tin Man, where just things are bouncing off of us. So luckily we have that under our belt. But, you know, it can still be tough if you can't gauge someone's temperature when you are doing a pitch. But like Shelby said, you just have to commit and stick to your guns and trust that you are the pro.
Yeah. Well, that is exactly the point. Let's talk a little bit about product though. What percentage of your stuff would you say is more social media? I mean, do you do stuff that ends up being on broadcast for commercials, or what's your outfit look like?
Yeah. We just did our first broadcast spot actually just a couple months ago. I don't think it's aired yet. And then we're about to start discussing doing our second broadcast spot, which is very exciting. But up until that point, we primarily lived in YouTube ads, which we also love to do because you don't have the time constraints right. that you have with a lot of other social media. And there's like a lot of freedom and flexibility there. I mean, we love the Harmon brothers and they really set the bar for fun, funny out there YouTube ads. So I think people, because of them, thankfully, a lot of people are willing to take some risks on YouTube. So we love that. But we do it all as well.
That's fantastic. And I can see it coming to a theater near you, because there's a lot of these but at movie theaters too, you know, right? Oh my gosh, I think you guys would be perfect. I think I could just see it now. The farting chair one at the movie theater. Okay. Is it okay if I ask about this, please? I know I'm being a total dude here. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a link in the show notes for the farting chair. I'm not going to explain it. You can't explain a joke, so just go watch it. But I'm going to ask the ladies this question. Okay. Did you have to fight over who was the farter?
No. Shelby gracefully took that position, and I was all for it. Luckily, she didn't actually break wind. but we do like to take turns on who is like that outlandish character, because it is really fun to do. But I will say, when watching, I think we're always laughing at the straight man because it's all about the reactions.
Oh yeah, I mean seriously, you're both hilarious in that one because Shelby's character is trying to be straight.
Yeah,
but you are the straight. Right. Straight man. But it just keeps going. And then at the end, when it's just out of hand and I'm giggling at the end and I know it's fart humor, but it's funny. It is funny.
We are 12-year-old boys.
Well, that explains that. I love the video too. You did where, you know, I'm sorry, you call it, but it's basically if women acted like men, like the listening one, you know, and I too, while we're talking, I've been thinking about expanding my VHS collection. Yeah.
That actually was stemmed from truth from Shelby's boyfriend.
Yes, that's a real quote.
You are kidding me. Oh my God.
He's right here. Yeah.
Dude, you have a VHS collection. I'm the old guy here. I have VHSs. Do you want me to ship them? I'm happy to do it.
Not to this house.
Sir. Not to this house. Okay. But there's so many that I love, and I could sit here and do that and be that guy, like, you know, Chris Farley talking to Paul McCartney. Hey, you remember when you were in the Beatles? Remember that? That was really funny, huh? I won't do that to you, but listen, seriously, I've been like liking these. If you see like a bunch of likes, I love them, and your Instagram channel and all that stuff. So I'll stop fanboying here and get back to being serious. Okay. That was just my chair noise just now, by the way. All right.
Sure.
Well, no, it really was. Okay. I don't know. I've kept you a while. I know we got to wrap this up, but I just like to know though. And I think, because I think this is the sweet spot for most of our listeners. Most of our listeners either are PR folks or small business owners. And I'm a small business owner and a PR person. And frankly, I would like to look into this down the road, is to working with you, I think, if things go the right way for me, because I like humor, and I am not like, I just don't have it in me to be stuffy and boring. And I think it would suit me if I work with somebody like you guys. So the point being, who is your general, I mean, of course your main target is probably like, you know, somebody who can write you the biggest check possible, but can you kind of give us an idea of what types and sizes of companies and organizations you work with?
I think we're starting to really pinpoint that. I mean, like you said, we take anybody at this stage in the game. We started our LLC last November, so we're still, you know, growing. But I would say our ideal client and our target client is that company that is essentially a startup. They have the funds and they have, you know, they're young enough where they want to try things, and they're experimental enough where they could go to that comedy realm. So I think that would be our target people. Yeah. What do you think, Shelby?
Yeah, I think that's about right. We do work with, you know, everyone from like influencers mm-hmm. to, you know, solo entrepreneurs all the way up to, you know, I guess, yeah, like she said, startup size companies. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, if you're looking for us to do like a fully produced branded YouTube spot, mm-hmm. we generally start at like the $5,000 mark. Oh, so
that's great.
That would be the very low end, the very low.
Would that
end.
Be just like some stick figures in the, and the like a background with some that construction paper? Then you guys walk in front. I get it. Yes. Alex, that's for you, buddy. That's what you're saying. That's for you, man. No, so here's what I'm saying though. Like, say it's a guy like or a company that I like my size or a little bigger than mine that's in the Midwest, and you never meet us ever. You know what I mean? It's just we meet through here. We work out, and then you guys film it and then ship it over to us when we all like it and we're all good. You know, I mean, are you doing that kind of work, or are you still kind of focusing mostly on people who you can actually meet in LA in that area?
No, we do a lot of virtual stuff, even with people that, you know, are in LA. Like our biggest client who we've worked with, you know, many times now, we only met their associate creative director in person on that broadcast shoot day. That was the first time we actually met her in person. So everything we do, because it is video, can be pretty virtual. So yeah, we work with people from all over, all different sizes. And one of our very first clients actually was in Sweden. So yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Swedish fish?
We wish.
Sorry, I interrupted you, Christine.
Oh, no, you're fine. We were just in talks with someone, however, who she is the face of her own brand. So that would be a little more tricky. She would either have to fly out here, or we'd have to think of something. We did think of one idea that was a little more creative, where she would be on the Zoom call. But yeah, so we luckily haven't had to do any traveling yet, but we are, you know, open.
Oh man. Well, in other words, ladies and gentlemen listening out there, you've got a brand, or even for your own company, you know, within, of course, certain parameters and financial and budgetary constraints, you should think about Christina and Shelby, because I think comedy cuts through. Even if it's something really serious, I do a lot of, believe it or not, crisis communications. And at the appropriate moments, I try to drop a line or two that's kind of amusing, just to cut the tension, you know? So I can just see, though, that especially if it's a brand that has a lot of competition, comedy is such a great way to differentiate, set yourself apart. I know our time is about up. I just wanted to kind of throw it back to you and just say, is there anything I forgot to ask you, or do you have like a really good part two to that farting chair coming up? Anything you want to say as we wrap things up here in the virtual lounge?
Had a lot of success with the farting chair. I think we will need to do a part two. But I think, you know, words of advice out there, and this is true for ourselves as well. We took a leap. We took a leap and started this business. And I think in terms of creating content, if you do have your own business, we always talk about vulnerability and putting yourself out there and just starting.
Right.
Even though it seems daunting, just take the first step.
It's great advice. Okay. Again, Shelby Dash, Christina Clifford, are the mavens, the hilarious duo behind Take-Two Content, take2content.com. There'll be a link in the show notes. There'll also be a link to their YouTube channel. You, as a listener to PR After Hours, are required to subscribe and like all these videos. Check out the Halloween one, by the way. I'm a Halloween nut, and that one I loved. Anyway, I'm gushing. I have to stop doing this. Shelby, Christina, it's been a pleasure. Come back anytime. And thank you so much for joining us here in the virtual lounge.
Thank you so much, Alex.
You know what that means. It's last call here at the virtual lounge. Be sure to visit PRAfterHours.com for links to what we discussed in this episode and more. Be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time for another round at PR After Hours with Alex Greenwood.